Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, Chuck and Winkler. Two townies talking Wisconsin sports. Covering nothing but your favorite teams. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, this is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. And it goes without saying, hopefully, this is not where the Bucks stop. They have a clean sweep of the Detroit Pistons in round one of the NBA Finals, winning last night 127-104. Victory margins of 35, 21, 16, and then 23 last night. A dominating series. Although, before we get into all the Boston stuff, for a while, it looked like there might be some Game 5 money being printed at Fiserv Forum Wednesday night. Because Detroit, at least for 2.5 quarters, Chuck, gave the Bucks a pretty good contest.
Yeah, and then reality sat in, and the Bucks went on like a 38-7 run. Something like that. And another dominating performance. Yeah, I mean credit the Pistons. You know, they showed some pride there, and they showed some fight. You know, and Dwayne Casey is not going to want to get swept in a four-game series. But, you know, the better team eventually won. If you had told me at the one point the Bucks would have been up by 27, 28 points in the second half, the way how tight that game was being contested and how hard the Pistons were playing. But credit to the Bucks, man. Credit to the Bucks. This just shows how good they are and how they were able to just put the foot on the gas and blow right by the Pistons. Like they've done so many times during the season so far, man. It was a fantastic second half for the Bucks.
Were you nervous at all that the Bucks were not going to get this done last night?
Yeah, I just didn't want it to go to Game 5. You remember how a few years ago when the Bucks played the Bulls, they got down 3-0, and then the Bucks won here. Then they won in Chicago. It's 3-2, and they come back here, and you're thinking, okay, if they win here, they force a Game 7.
But is that when they got smoked by 50?
Then yeah. They got smoked by 50. And I remember us having a caller that day who predicted that the Bulls were going to come in here and smoke the Bucks by 50 points, and they did. We called them Notre Dame-ness or something like that, and he said the Bucks are going to lose this one by 50 tonight.
Yeah, whatever happened to that guy?
I don't know. It was a one-time deal.
He called it about something else, too.
Did he?
Yeah.
It might be some other prediction.
The hell did he go? Because I was doing the big show that day,
yeah,
and then I raced downtown to like meet a buddy to watch the game at his place. And by the time I got there, it was like 8 minutes in and the game was over.
Yeah, I mean, it was. It sucked. It did. But last night, I didn't want it to come back here Wednesday. And the Bucks, obviously, the way they played, didn't either. But, I mean, you know, the Pistons could have just very easily have rolled that one out and not played Blake Griffin last night. And he gave it his, you know, he gave an effort. Blake Griffin, that showed us something about him. Here, they're down 3-0. Really have a slight chance, if anything, of winning that. I mean, yeah, less than 0% chance of winning that series. And, you know, he played and gave the Bucks a little bit of a run there, but I wasn't. Were you?
I wouldn't say I was nervous. I'd say I was annoyed and jittery. I'd say because my mother-in-law was with us last night. She stayed the night, and her and my wife went out to dinner, and they came back, and they said, how are the Bucks doing? And I said, they're losing by 6. And they go, oh, no. And I said, it'll probably be fine. But then I went back upstairs and watched the end of the game, and Reggie Jackson hits another 3, and I start scratching myself a little bit, like, can we just not have to do this? Again, the series is already over and it's annoying enough. Let's just move on and get to Boston. And the Bucks eventually did that big time third quarter, especially late in that one. Was there not a, was there not a national guy who's trying to make a career off of the narrative that Giannis can't close games? Because Giannis did a pretty good job closing that one out last night for the Bucks. 41 points, 15 free throws, couple of three-point shots that did go down. He took six of them, which I feel like he's really pressing that issue here, at least in this series. And he had nine boards and four blocks, including a couple that were just draw-dropping. So Giannis, a big night for him. Second leading scorer would have been Middleton with 18, Bledsoe 16, Mirotić off the bench with 12. But the Bucks win 127-104, and they'll advance. They'll play Boston game one sometime this week.
Yeah. I thought the Bucks, I mean, with Giannis as a closer. Who was that? Was that Colin Cowherd?
No, it was a guy named Ryan Hollins.
Oh, that guy. Well, that guy means nothing to me.
Who we tried to get in a feud with, and he blocked us.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I'm beginning to think that these national guys, we should just not even worry about them. You know, if it's somebody who's around the team, you know, if it's Marcus Johnson, if it's somebody who's actually sees the team and watches them practice every game, then okay. But some of these outsiders who have no idea, like I was listening to some national shows yesterday, you want to get the national perspective, see what people think, and people are just blowing over the Bucks like they did nothing this year. Oh, I don't have any faith in the Bucks because, and this isn't me talking, this is somebody else. I don't have any faith in the Bucks because, you know, the Bucks have never done it. And, you know what, this is their first time here. They've never won a playoff series. And, you know, they're going to go against a playoff test at Boston. So, shut up, you know?
God, I feel like that would also be your impression of me.
Oh, you said the same?
No, just the way that you're talking, your voice.
No.
You rose up a little bit.
No.
Threw a little nasal in there.
No. No, it's not about you.
You got an impression of me?
I don't.
Oh.
I don't.
Everyone's got a Chuck.
Well, I know they do. And I'm fine with that. Unlike some people on the radio station I heard get butthurt about impersonations about them.
Butthurt?
Yeah. I'm Chuck Freeman. I don't care. I don't care. Kick me in the balls as many times as you want, man. Still got a job.
My goodness.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't care. Bucks win last night 127-104. It's the first time they advanced past the first round of a playoff series since 2001. One fun thing you can do this morning, I posted a picture online, Facebook and Twitter, of me in 01 and then me now. If you guys want to do that, a lot of people have been doing that. So you can tweet us, man, at 105.7 FM.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, some of these people are unrecognizable. Well, one kid tweets me, he goes, I would, but I wasn't born then.
Yeah, that's
I'm like, shoot.
Yeah, 18, how about that? Adult. I mean, the kid who was born in 2001 is now an adult. Isn't that amazing?
There are people that weren't born.
I know.
Last time they won a playoff series.
I was
like diehard fans.
I was 34 at the time, man, and I thought I was old at 34.
Ooh, I'm 34 now, bud.
I know. I thought I was old. I wish I was 34 again, man. But yeah,
I'm hoping to live another 18 years.
Yeah, me too. Or eight, or the rest of the playoff series. But this is going to be tougher against the Celtics. It is. It's going to be a little surprised, I guess, that the game times have not been announced yet. We just know Saturday or Sunday is game one. But
I'm guessing, and this is pure speculation because I was looking at the schedule as I was driving in and almost ran over a dude. I'm guessing the first game will be on Saturday.
Okay. I was thinking maybe they're going to do it Sunday afternoon. Well, but that just seems like a long break. Are they waiting? Do you think they're waiting for some of these other playoff series to end, which they could tonight?
Yeah, so far the schedule for Saturday is a bunch of game sevens if necessary, yeah. Two out in the West, and then Magic Raptors and Nets Sixers. Both are tentatively scheduled for a game seven on Saturday, and if one of those series doesn't go seven, which probably neither of them will, I would think the Bucks play on Saturday. You have had days before, if you remember, where the second round has started when the first round hasn't yet been over. So even if one of these series goes seven, my guess, just educated, no intel guess, I would guess Saturday, but I'm not sure. Either Saturday or Sunday, though, seems to be.
I don't think they want these teams to get too stale, especially like Boston, whose last game was this past Sunday. I don't think they want them to go seven days. I mean, there's one thing about having rest and then, you know, 7 days off. So I think Saturday. I would hope Saturday. And Saturday afternoon would be great. A game one Saturday afternoon about 2 o'clock, that would be ideal.
Yeah, that'd be nice. 414-799-1250. We'll start with Tim in Fredonia if his phone's good enough. Tim, what's up?
Hey, Tim.
I'm on Loomis. How does it sound?
You sound all right.
So far, so good.
Okay. Chuck, back in 2001, weren't you back at the old 15-ton working with Bruce Marcus back?
No. No, 2001. No, I left there in 96. That would have been in Green Bay. No, it would have been in Fond du Lac. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Greg Kalibi, all them dudes from the past. Remember all of them dudes in the early days?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Mid-90s, man. Hey, never was a reunion of those guys.
Bart, thanks for liking my comment on the forehead to the five heads. I appreciate that. I had to throw that in there, dude.
Tim saw a picture of me in 2001 and said, there you have a forehead.
Are you on Twitter right now with
and
that?
Saw a picture of me now and said, there you have a five head.
Okay, is there a Twitter picture that you said you put on there?
Yeah, you can look at Winks Thinks. Right. I also put it on Facebook, but it's picture of me from my graduation and then me now.
That was pretty
funny. Oh, wow. God, do you look a world of difference.
I know.
Jesus.
I don't look that different.
I think you do.
I still look the same.
No, I don't think so at all.
I look better now, don't I?
I think you look better then.
Oh, God.
Man,
we're
yeah.
We're all 40 pounds lighter.
Now I got like a triangle face and I've got a mop head.
Yeah, I mean, you actually look like Soccer Boy there. Yeah.
Yeah, guys, hey, don't pay any attention to that national. My son Tyler argues with him all the time on Twitter. The guy's got the IQ of cloth. Don't even waste your time with that dude. He's just dumb. The guy who says Giannis can't close is just stupid. But
the Bucks are going to be in the NBA Finals against the Warriors, and the Celtics will still somehow be the favorite nationally.
Right, exactly. I don't get it. Bart, I felt just like you. I was not worried. I was just... What's the word? Jittery? I was just, you know, come on. They were just letting Blake Griffin just kind of dribble his way down the paint too much. He just kind of floated in, you know, or dish it off. I didn't like that, but I think at the end of the day, I was telling Horvy, I said, Pistons, the Bucks just wear you down. The middle of the third quarter is like a light switch went on, dude, and they beat them like they stole something. I mean, it was just crazy because you could see Detroit shots start to come up short. They were dropping everything in the first half. I mean, he could have thrown up backwards from half court and it would have went in. But at the end of the day, the Bucks just got too many pieces. Mirotić come in, starting to stroke it well. I mean, I don't know what to say other than this team. I don't know if they shoot themselves in the foot. They play the potential guys. They're gonna win the NBA championship. And I never believed, Chuck, in my lifetime, other than the 80s when they had Marcus Johnson, Mickey, Quinn Buckner, all them guys, that they could do it, but I don't know who's better than them in the NBA, guys. But anyway, have a good day. Thanks for taking my call. We'll talk to you guys later.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bart. Thanks
See you, Timmy.
Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah, I mean, you're right. It is, I told you this yesterday, it just still seems a little surreal. Not that they won a first-round playoff series, but that they've been so dominating this season, and they got the 60 wins. It just kind of happened overnight, I feel. Like they went from a losing in Game 7 last year, about a year ago probably at this time, it was a Saturday night, remember. I was watching the game out in a sports bar somewhere after coming back from Wrigley and them losing that game and then completely turning the season around this year and just been great. And, yeah, they are championship caliber.
Here's a phrase to live by. The overnight success understands that success does not come overnight. So on the surface, they appear like an overnight success. But they've been building this for a while.
But I don't think we saw it this quickly. I mean, I thought maybe 50 wins would be a high end for these guys.
I think top four team. Yeah,
yeah, top four, but not
here
the best team
at this point, and then season starts.
But I mean,
but 60 wins, yeah, I think that's above, especially with the dominating fashion, how they got those wins.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, even the wildest expectations, for the most part, they have exceeded those. Let's get the Mags out in Greenfield, 799. 1250. What's up?
Hey, Megs.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, I got to tell you, I was at Game 6 at the Bradley Center in 2001, and I didn't get, obviously, I wasn't at the game last night, but it was just as electric in my living room watching the Bucks win and get out of the first round series as winning Game 6 in 2001. I understand they lost Game 7, but man, it was still exciting. And I'm excited for this Boston series. I just hope Chris Middleton steps it up. I mean, when Giannis was on the bench, it just seemed like, you know, he wasn't the number two to, you know, to take over the game and hit those critical shots.
I thought Middleton had an all right series. I mean, usually I'm the first guy to jump on him, but I really don't have any complaint about many guys in this in the four. I mean, they won these games by an incredible margin, all four games.
Absolutely.
So I don't know. I think Middleton was all right. I thought he was, and I will see here in this series against the Celtics if he could be the Celtic killer he was last year.
That's true. Bart, I got one more thing to say to you. I don't know if you sold your soul to the devil, but I have to congratulate you. I was listening to 670 The Score yesterday, and they were talking about old Brewer facts, and they brought up your name multiple times. They were looking to get you on the phone to ask you about Bernie Brewer facts. So I don't know how you got your name down in Chicago, but you're a big deal now. So
well, they never called me. What the hell? They never called me to be on. Oh, okay. All right. Chuck's the guy to talk to about old Bernie Brewer facts.
Old stuff. Older Bernie Brewer.
Yeah, I don't know anything past.
And Bonnie Brewer,
2015.
Too. Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, I thought Middleton, you know, his question there, Middleton I thought was fine. I thought Middleton's been fine in this series.
No, Bernie Brewer, wasn't he based off a guy?
Oh, I don't remember how the story went. But, you know, the Bernie Chalet used to be in center field with the Go Brewers. That whole
yeah, where is
slide.
It now? Lakefront Brewery?
What the? No. I'm saying it's in left field right now, but that used to be in center field.
But
at
the
Bill
mug
Stadium.
Is at Lakefront, I think.
Is it?
I think so.
I don't know.
What I said sounds right to me. So, yeah, I would have been. Maybe that's why they didn't call, because this.
So they were going over old Brewer stuff?
Just like we talk a lot about the Cubs, they talk a lot about the Brewers.
I guess.
Yeah,
I guess.
We're obsessed with each other and our teams. Let's go to John in Franklin, 799-1250. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, John.
Hey, guys. Congratulations to the Bucks and the Bucks Nation out there for a series victory here. You know, fortunately, with the scheduling of the Brewers batting practice, pitching session for the Cardinals and the playoff game, there was some switching that was going on there for a little while, and then it was obviously just going to watch the Bucks finish this thing out. Yeah, the commentary about Giannis. I mean, there were so many times during the broadcast, Giannis would do something, and then they would pan to a Detroit fan who would just like get out of his seat and just like be ready to rip his hair out. Like, did I just see what just happened? Yeah. Well, Giannis can close because after, you know, leading his team up to like a 25 point lead, he's sitting on the bench for the last 6.5 minutes of the game. So I guess maybe your friend there on the national radio show with the bad throat, you know, maybe he thinks that Giannis can close, but I think we're going to find out differently when we come into this series with Boston. The level of competition is obviously going to be higher. But I look forward to this series. I've been looking forward to it for a while. And I do predict we're going to take these guys down. Can I dare say Bucks in six?
Bucks in six, baby.
Here, I'm with you on that one.
Bucks in six, always. That's for the culture.
Now, I'm going to be a real knob and go Bucks in five.
Just think, man, with the Celtics, the way Hayward played on Sunday, I feel like the Celtics are coming together a little bit. And Kyrie... You know, Kyrie is going to be better than anybody the Bucks faced in Detroit.
They played the Pacers.
Doesn't matter. Pacers made the playoffs. They still were 14 games over the 500 mark.
I know, but
Boston's a good team. Boston, you know, they still won 49 games. That's still a good team, man. I think people are selling them short. I've seen the two
people
games.
Are selling Boston short.
I think so. I think you
are overrating Boston.
Well, I mean, when you say the Bucks are going to win it in five, I think are you basing this on the Bucks dominance or
Bucks?
Okay,
I'm basing it on the Bucks.
Based on the Bucks, nothing.
I think of the four teams left, the Celtics are the worst one.
Oh, see, I think they're the second best.
I think it's Bucks. I think it's exactly how the seed goes: Bucks, Toronto, Philly, Boston.
See, on the power rankings, when the playoffs started, I would have put. I thought Philly was the second best team. But I think right now, just watching it, I'm seeing Boston, man. Like I told you yesterday, I think the winner of the Boston-Milwaukee series is going to go to the NBA Finals. But, I mean, we'll see. I mean, this is going to be a great series. And, of course, with the added part that they had a little history between the two teams, that adds a little bit of salt on top of it.
Plenty more on this one throughout the show. It's been 18 years since we've been able to talk about the Bucks winning even just a playoff series. We'll talk about that more with you guys. 414-799-1250. Down in St. Louis, not so good results for one of our teams as the Brewers continue to struggle in the pitching department. We'll have some of that coming up as well. We'll talk some NFL draft today. Aaron Nagler to join us around 9 o'clock. Brian Gutekunst speaking yesterday. We'll hear from him throughout the show as well. Plenty to do. Can't do it without you. 414-799-1250. It's Chuck and Winkler on The Fan.
Now, it's Chuck and Winkler's Brew Crew Review, brought to you by Bofording Beer. Bofording is Milwaukee's smooth drinking import. Try it at your nearest Total Wine location. This is the only station Brewers fans need. Sports Radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
That's accurate. We need to do a little bit better. Yeah, these are our guys, and they're talented guys. We got to get a little more out of them. It's obviously going to be a work in progress. I think talent-wise, I'm still really comfortable with what we got.
That's Craig Counsell. He's confident in his pitching staff. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman, your Brew Crew Review. And then we'll get right back to the Bucks as they win their first playoff series for the first time since 2001. But the Brewers do fall last night in St. Louis, 13-5. All the Brewers' runs coming via the long ball. Ryan Braun, Hernan Perez, Yasmani Grandal, Travis Shaw even in the ninth. But it was a bad inning there for the Brewers in the seventh where they gave up seven runs. Ryan Braun had a problem with a pop fly, and then the runs just poured in. Adrian Hauser, his first start, 4 innings, 9 hits, 5 earned. So the Brewers, things have not been going that well for the Milwaukee Brewers as of late. 13-11 now on the season.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't expect Hauser to come out there and give the Brewers 7 strong innings. The Brewers battled back to tie that game after he put him in a 3-0 hole. And then, you know, Hauser gave up the Goldschmidt home run. And then that bullpen. The starting pitching, one of the worst in baseball right now. It's the second worst in the National League. And obviously you're not going to win any pennants with that type of pitching staff like that. It's just, Council continues to throw his weight behind the young guys and the entire pitching staff, but the bottom line is, man, they're not getting it done. Just not getting it done in many areas. And now even their closer, Hader, is having problems giving up the home run ball.
It's Zach Davies versus Daniel Ponce de Leon tonight. Another game at 6:45 from Busch Stadium, and then a matinee tomorrow between Chacin and Wainwright. But the Brewers now 13-11 on the season. Plenty to get to on the crew today. We will discuss a lot of the topics there surrounding this team. There's an article on ESPN.com by Sam Miller that I haven't read yet. We'll all read it and then kind of dissect it. How Christian Yelich became a future Hall of Famer in 400 plate appearances. So he's saying he's a Hall of Famer already.
Okay.
If he was done, he'd be in the Hall of Fame.
He's putting up Hall of Fame numbers.
He's not a Hall of Famer now.
No.
That's what the article argues.
Well, let's face it. If something happened to Christian Yelich and he couldn't play anymore, he wouldn't be in the Hall of Fame.
Even if he has 5 more mediocre seasons, is he in the Hall of Fame? I think that's the argument.
No.
So we got to read this thing because that's a topic. You want to talk about a topic. That is a topic. 799-1250. You know what? Let's go to Anaheim, talk to our buddy Vincent. Vincent, how are you?
Hey, Vinny.
Hey, what's up, man? How y'all doing, man?
Good, man.
Cool, man. I want to congratulate y'all Bucks fans, man. Bucks got it done with Giannis winning their first playoff series, so congratulations. I know as a Raptor fan, I know how that felt when the Raptors got it done, finally winning a playoff series, so hey, congratulations, man. You guys have more history. Our Raptors haven't even won one, you know, while I'm alive, so but it's all good. Hey, and the Brew Crew, man. I'm going to be starting about the Brew Crew, man. I think Hader, I don't know, man. I guess you need to get a better closer, man, because I think Hader can't be the closer, man. He gave up that home run ball to Bellinger, of all people. He couldn't believe, oh, Cody Bellinger, MVP, blah, blah, blah. Man. Get that Dodger crap out of here. You know what I mean? And to me, the Brewers starting pitching, hey, we already knew that was kind of going to happen. You know what I mean? Because these guys are not, you know, they're going to take their lumps. You know, the younger cats, you know, they're going to take their lumps. And all that, but anytime you're playing against a division rival or division person, you've got to take these games. So, hey, you can lose one, but I think the Brewers might be able to bounce back and get that victory, man. But you just got to believe in it, man. And my prediction, man, Brewers, the Bucks probably going to take five, win it in 5 games.
Did you call the post game last night?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man.
When do you sleep?
I sleep over here on my time. It's like after 6 a.m. I usually got 14-hour days. I wake up. Sometimes I wake up at like 1 o'clock, 1:30. I go to work at 3 p.m., get off at 11, and then go to my other job, which I'm at right now. Starts at midnight, and I get out at 6 o'clock.
All right, so you're up in the overnight.
Yeah, what do you do in the overnight hours that you can call us?
Oh, I'm a custodian. So I ain't got, you know.
Oh, you're the only guy there then.
No, I work with other people.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's why I got time to call. Sometimes, like, when I call the post game, sometimes I'll be vacuuming, so I don't call that much, but I'll turn the vacuum off to get, you know, talk a little bit about the Bucks, talk about the Brewers, you know, because I call the Brewers post game, I call the Bucks. You know, because like I said, man, y'all entertaining. It's entertaining. And then when you like the teams, you know, you kind of, you know, get into it a little bit more, man. But hey, I got to let y'all know, congratulations for all the morning people out there, you know. You got a fan out here.
Well, we appreciate it, Vincent. Keep up the hard work.
All right, no problem, man. I do what I got to do.
We'll talk to you throughout the playoffs.
All right, man. Hey, hopefully the Bucks and Raptors meet. And I'm sorry, man. Raptors going to take it. Take it Eastern Conference, baby. Raptors is
better. Let's cross that bridge when we get to it.
Long way to go for that. I mean, the Raptors are going to win their series tonight, so is Philadelphia probably.
Hopefully. So we'll see what happens, man. Take care.
All right, man.
You too. That's Vincent out in Anaheim.
How about this? Guy's an overnight custodian in Anaheim, and he's got us on the radio. I mean, I think that's just – I find that fascinating, that guy way across the other part of the country listening to us while he's doing his job out there. Because right there, it's 4:30 in the morning. So it's still overnight there.
Yeah, this is the way of the world, man. We got the radio.com app that connects you anywhere you need to be. Radio.com, the greatest app ever.
It is.
Radio.com.
It is.
And it's free.
It is free.
60% of the time, it works all the time.
No, it's fine. I've never had a problem with it. I think it works fine for me. It always works fine for me. I put it on, boom, boom. Here are the guys. I was listening to the guys Friday night when I was out of town. And it was gold for me. So, anyway, I'm hoping that we find out sometime here in the next day when the Bucks do play game one. Because they'll play Saturday. You know what they used to do in the playoffs? When they got to this round or the Eastern Finals, they would play game one on a Saturday and game one on a Sunday. So they'd play back-to-back. I mean, they would never do that anymore. They play back-to-back games.
Radio.com.
60% of the time, it works every time.
How about that? You can get that in the App Store free of charge. We should just quickly take a look at where the Brewers are in the Central to wrap up the Brew Crew Review. Get back to the Bucks with you guys, including how dedicated some of you want to talk about dedicated in the overnight. I was shocked that this happened overnight. We'll talk about that in a moment.
I was shocked what happened during the game yesterday.
Okay, there's a double tease.
Yeah.
Stunned. Do you have a thing or?
Stunned.
Are you teasing something?
Yeah, I wouldn't just say that.
Okay.
Yes.
We only need one tease.
Well, we're along the same lines, I think, on this, but.
I don't think we are. I guess you'll have to find out.
Yeah.
The Pittsburgh Pirates, 12-8 in first place in the NL Central. The Cardinals now in a tie for first with their win last night. So they're 13-9. The Brewers have slipped to 13-11. One game back of Pittsburgh and St. Louis. The Cubs are 10-10, two back. And the Reds have been winning a little bit, 8-13, 4.5 back. So early, tight Brewers are not going to go wire to wire on this thing, though. That's the bummer.
No. And the Cubs, they open up a 3-game series with the Dodgers at home, weather permitting this week. So hopefully the Dodgers can keep on winning and take off the Cubs here in a 3-game series.
More on the Bucks, their first playoff victory since 2001, something that I was surprised with overnight, something Chuck was surprised with during the game. We've got teases galore. Stick around. It's Chuck and Winkler on The Fan.
Milwaukee, Milwaukee, Milwaukee.
What's this?
The Buck So what's hot, there's no need to deny. So what we gonna do?
Let it fly, let it fly.
That blue, green, and cream make opponents running high. So what we gonna do?
Let it fly.
Straight from the Central Division, we're focused on winning. It's pure tunnel vision, the Bucks on the mission. Here we go, let's go, welcome to the Bled Show. Go Bucks, go, cause the president says so. Giannis flying high, look up in the sky. It's a bird, it's a plane, it's cash money in your eye. Going for the
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Bucks letting it fly last night. Pistons letting it fly. They were assassins from three for a while. And then the Bucks pulled away in the third quarter. 127-104, the victory. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 41 points, 9 boards, 4 blocks. Did you hear the part of the broadcast where Reggie Miller and Kevin Harlan were talking about the MVP? They each have a vote, and they voted for the same guy, and they wouldn't say who they voted for.
No, no, I was listening to Paschke and Marcus. I turned those guys on like during the fourth quarter, but I was mostly listening to Paschke.
All respects to Fox Sports Wisconsin.
Yeah, I like the local guys.
I've got to watch national.
The rest of the way now it's national. They have their final Fox Sports Wisconsin game broadcast. I don't know what they're doing for pre and post games, but
I think they might do like what the Brewers.
Yeah,
they might do one.
I like the local guy. I want to hear the local guys and see what they have to say. But Harlan's not a bad guy to listen to. I mean, I love Kevin Harlan, man. I was surprised he was not doing the Utah game because usually he goes out West Coast and does those games.
They don't keep those guys on the same series, and the series change networks, so they all bounce around. Yeah. We didn't get BA on a Bucks game this round. I thought maybe we would, Brian Anderson, but that didn't happen. But they said that they both had an MVP vote, and I'm trying to remember throughout the show like who they were hinting that they voted for. Reggie Miller kept saying he could be the MVP. I just have a gut feeling. See, I have a gut feeling Miller voted for Harden, but why would I would think Harlan would vote for Giannis, but if they voted for the same guy, it makes me a little concerned.
Although I feel like Harlan has seen more Western Conference games. Like I told you, I feel like he's always doing the Western Conference or doing the West Coast games. You know, if you turn on the games on Thursday night when he's doing the games for TNT, it's like, oh, Kevin Harlan here in Portland tonight. Or, you know, when he's in Los Angeles, I just feel like he sees a lot of West Coast games. But, you know, he is a Wisconsin guy. You know, he is from here, so who knows?
Yeah, throw our guy a bone.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
But, you know, we'll see.
All right, now let's do what's called the payoff.
Yeah.
What surprised you during the game?
I am surprised after the game, well, during the game too, that as many people were out for that watch party for a first-round playoff series. I mean, there were, watching from the TV, there were people down there watching the watch party like it was Game 7 of the conference finals, man. I was surprised there was that many people there, and I think it's fantastic. I didn't even know that watch party was going on. Did you know what's going on down at Fiserv?
They're having a watch party for every game.
They have them for every game. Okay, because usually
that's
the Bucks,
all reason that they built that stuff.
Because the Bucks usually like to do something and keep it a secret, and then we find out later on. But
I think you just missed that.
Did I miss that? Okay, yeah. I didn't see the press release or anything like that. But I was surprised that many people, and I thought it was great, especially for Game 4. They're up 3-0. People to go down there on a Monday night. There are more people at that event on a Monday night than there's been at most Bucks games in recent years.
Oh, now that is quality.
It is, man. Did you see how many people were there last night?
Yeah, it's packed.
Okay, you go to a random Monday night game in years gone by, and you know, you see a smattering of people. But people are all, I mean, if there was that many people there, and people are going down and down to the airport last night, what's it going to be like as we go deeper into the playoffs here?
Well, that's what I was surprised about, because Reggie Miller on the broadcast was like, "Oh, all right, Bucks, you're going to see hundreds of fans at the airport." And I'm thinking, ain't nobody going to the airport after a round one victory over Detroit. But Bango was out there, and the drum line was out there as the Bucks returned. There were a couple hundred people out there. The drum line fired up. The crowd, they've got, I'm pretty sure most, if not all, of Squad 6 was there, or whatever they're called.
Now, did this happen when the Brewers won in Colorado?
I think there were some people out there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. I was out there, but I don't remember anybody, them having like this. But I think it's fantastic, man. If this many people are getting excited about the Bucks winning a first-round playoff series, this town is going to be on its ear, as we predicted was going to happen the further they go.
There's Eric Bledsoe, big smile on his face.
What time did he get back? About 1?
That I can't tell you.
I would have guessed. Marcus said, you know, the way his timetable had it, about 12:45 or so, they were going to get back into Milwaukee.
I was sound asleep. There's Bango.
Yeah.
Here comes Pat Connaughton.
What does it look like? How many people?
A couple hundred.
There you go. That's, hey, I don't care if they had a couple of dozen. For a first round, for people to go out there on a Monday night, take time out of their night, that's great. That's great.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Good stuff. The Bucks tweeted out the video. You can check that out at Bucks on Twitter and I'm sure Facebook and their website, Bucks.com. Yeah, it's finals or bust. It's finals or bust.
Well, they were chanting last night on at that watch party after the series was over, "We want Boston."
Fine with me.
And the people in Boston are taking are like, "Really? You want us again?" And it's like, "Yeah, why not?" So, just looking at one of the websites in Boston today.
Don't even.
And they're talking about it.
Let's not even do that. Let's not have anyone on. Everyone in Boston's so full of themselves.
Well,
they've got championships running out of their pockets.
Yeah, I mean they're talking a lot of hockey over there because of their team. I think is in Game 7 tonight. But Boston, they're pretty elitist over there, and you can't say anything bad about them.
Now here comes Giannis.
But they were getting a little upset about the chance. So let them get upset. I don't care.
I was surprised how many people actually went to the airport. And, you know, again, it is finals or bust, and they've got the Celtics now. That'll start this weekend. But forgive me for getting somewhat emotional last night. No, I didn't, like, cry or nothing. But when you realize that you're watching something that you haven't seen in 18 years, and there's some people, again, that like the Bucks that I don't know how they do. They have never seen them be good. And, you know, I put out on Twitter last night just what everybody's asking today. Where were you when the Bucks last won a playoff series? And some of these people, kids, are telling me they weren't even born. And they're tweeting at me online, which was just blowing my mind. But you think of everything that's happened in the last 18 years. You think of every night you've been excited for a draft pick. You think of every time you've gotten to the playoffs and then failed. You think of the promise in some of these guys that didn't pan out. And you think of this squad, this team, and what they've been building over the years to just get back to this point. And they did it in dominating fashion. They swept the series against Detroit. And yeah, it is not the end goal. And if this is it, it is not a successful season. But they did something that we haven't seen people with Bucks across their chest do for 18 years. And so as a Bucks fan, I will not blame anybody if they got a little emotional last night.
Yeah, for me, it's not going to be until they win the Eastern Conference Finals and they go to the NBA. Then it's a different story. Last year, I got emotional when the Brewers won Game 163 in Chicago against the Cubs. That was amazing. That was the most amazing part of that whole season last year. And I think for me, it'll hit with the Bucks once they, if they finish off Toronto or Philadelphia, if they're lucky to get by Boston here. And they go to the NBA Finals, finally breaking that door down. Because I've seen them go to the conference finals, but never win it.
414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. We'll take more from you guys here momentarily. Want to remind you guys about Hyundai West Dallas real quick. Now, if you're going to go buy a car from them, like specifically today, I don't know. Do you wait an hour or do you go in right away? I just have a feeling a lot of those guys, like, partied last night. So I don't know, if you party the night before and then you sell a car the next day, can you get a better deal from
So they're partying after a first-round playoff series victory?
Well, these guys are diehard Milwaukee basketball
okay.
fans.
So would
man.
They have been down there last night at the Fiserv or at the airport?
I don't know. I saw Sith Lord on Twitter. I didn't see him down there at the airport. I can check in on that, but I know that they're all very passionate. Not just him, but Dan and Mike and all those guys down there. Very passionate about our teams, very passionate about the basketball, the baseball, football teams, everything that we root for and talk about on the station, they follow. And that's why the connection's so perfect, because they're as big as sports fans as the guys talking into the microphone throughout the day. So they want to make sure you get hooked up because you are as well. I mean, we're all in this together. So they want to hook you up on top of what Hyundai already provides in assurances and warranties, all these great deals that Hyundai, I've got the Santa Fe Sport now for a year, all these great deals that they provide as a company. Hyundai West Allis will take it one step further when you let them know how you found out about them, and that's by listening to The Fan. They'll give you good discounts, whether it's on service or oil changes or, buying a new or used vehicle. Let them know that you heard about them on The Fan, HyundaiWestAllis.com, Hyundai West Allis, Highway 100, right off of Arthur between Lincoln and National there in West Allis, just about 15 minutes away wherever you're at in the Milwaukee area, HyundaiWestAllis.com. Tell them, I don't think I can specifically say the team name here, tell them blank in six, they'll know what you mean. And you can say it to them. They'll give you big-time discounts again when you tell them you listen to The Fan. 414-799-1250. Bucks won a playoff series for the first time in 18 years. The playoff drought was legal, if you get what I'm saying. Let's go to Brad in Grafton, 799-1250. What's up, Brad?
Hey, Brad.
Hey, guys. Okay, first of all, I got to be honest. I'm pretty much a complete anti-Wisconsin sports fan. I grew up here. It's a long story, but to leave with it, I grew up loving Michael Jordan, so I just got to admit I'm a Cub and a Bears fan. But the Bucks, I've never minded. I always kind of like the Bucks, and when you guys were talking, I just had like the something that always stuck with me, and I flashed back to Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals against the Sixers and Allen Iverson, and I'll never forget the sixth feeling I had on my stomach at the towards the very end of the game. The Bucks went back and forth. It was close, and it was Game 4 at home. You know, they had the home court in that best of seven. And I just remember when the Sixers pulled away with a couple buckets kind of towards the end, and Allen went to the free throw line, and he hit the first one, and we knew if he hit the second free throw, that was going to pretty much seal it for him. And I think they ended up winning by about, like, maybe 5 or 6 points. But something that always stuck with me is when he nailed the second free throw, he did his cocky little shimmy where he wiggles his hips, and then he kind of lifted his right leg up and bent his knee, and then just kind of did a little, like a kind of like a gotcha, you know, and after he sunk the second free throw. And just always something that stuck with me. And then, I remembered, I'm like, oh, I was so pissed off because I remember Irvin Johnson was, they suspended him, I believe, for game seven. And that's
Scott Williams, actually. But
so great. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Scott Williams. Yeah. Yes, I'm sorry. I was thinking of the other guy. And then, of course, well, we all know how Game 7 went, and then the Sixers got swept by the Lakers. But, yeah, that always stuck with me, that Game 4. I remember wearing the Bucks Mardi Gras beads, and we were whipping our towels through the air the whole time, and it was pretty cool, actually. I really liked it. When the Bucks aren't playing the Bulls, I got no problem with the Bucks. They're pretty sweet, so.
Yeah, when the Bucks.
Well, welcome to whatever small sliver of our sports fandom that you're willing to in partake in.
Yeah, but yeah, it was just a cool moment. Only time I've ever seen Allen Iverson up close too. So, but thought I'd share with you.
Give me a Bucks in six.
Yeah, why not?
Like, say it.
Bucks in six.
There we go.
Bucks in six, always. That's for the culture.
I'm gonna go Bucks in five. I'm gonna go Bucks in five.
There we go.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, when the Bucks played the Sixers in 2001, they remember that game. They came out and they dominated Game 6.
Thanks, Brad.
Dominated Game 6, and then the Sixers made a big run. They got like a 35-point lead down to single digits, and then the Bucks ended up winning. And they went there on a Sunday night for Game 7 and just got the doors blown off in Game 7. And then who would have guessed after Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals, one game away from the Finals, the Bucks would never win another playoff series.
414-799-1250. We'll take more of your thoughts on this. Do not look on your phone to try to find when the game one will be between the Bucks and Celtics. As soon as we know, you will know. And I'm saying don't look at your phone because I did almost hit a guy running this morning.
Well, last night I put in Twitter on the search, Bucks-Celtics schedule. And I kept refreshing. And it got to be about a midnight. I'm like, all right, enough of this.
Then there's some websites that'll put an article that say Bucks Celtics schedule.
Yeah.
You can click on. We should do that at The Fan.
That's this clickbait?
Yeah, we should do some clickbait.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what that was all about.
You just got to drive clicks.
Yeah.
It's a digital era.
Yeah. Watch when you're driving and look on your phone, man. You said you almost clipped a jogger this morning?
Yeah, I did. I was sucked into looking at the schedule.
You do that, man. You'll do some time in Waupun.
Yeah, no, I feel bad about it. Then the guy looked at me like, what are you doing? And then I got mad at him.
Yes, you should be.
But I almost
chased it after you. I know you did.
No, I feel bad about that one. I can't get in trouble for talking about this, can I?
Well, I mean, if the cop would have saw that, it might have given you.
But if a cop's listening, can he retroactively?
Well, no.
Okay, fine. Guess what else, officer? I wasn't wearing my seatbelt either.
Oh, there you go.
And
now you'll have somebody following you on the way into work.
And my license plate sticker still from 2016.
Real good. Real good.
And guess what else, officer? My left taillight's out.
Hale's quarters. You know how to find him.
Bring it on.
Yeah, nice way to call out yourself.
Bring it on, cops.
Nice.
Bart versus the cops.
Nice.
It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins. More on the Bucks beating the Celtics. This one's going to mean a lot to a lot of you guys, and we'll try to rank it historically. How bad you want this? It'll be our Twitter Tuesday question today. It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.